So Emma Kelly, her birthdays are a big deal at age nearly three, and Mommy's birthday's a big deal too.
Sure.
This is one of two songs that we're going to present this break for Kelly Raspberry's birthday. Does that intrigue you, Kelly?
Very much so.
Bathtub with Emma Kelly.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Mommy. Happy birthday to you.
Aww. What else do you need than that?
Nothing.
And she just brought me a card.
Oh, she's here now.
Sweet. She just left.
She left. Yeah,
okay. JC, did you get Kelly anything?
Not yet.
Okay.
Because I don't know what to get her because I get so scared. Well, I am going to get
You can't say that on the day of her birthday.
No, I'm not going to lie to her. That's why I'm going to ask, what do you want, Kelly?
Chan, you get Kelly anything?
I don't want anything.
No, but I have a great idea for all of us to get her
something. Well, I got her something and I got to tell her. I got a song about
it. It was such a great idea.
What do you mean? What'd you get?
I got a song about it.
I know what Al got her.
Al got me cash.
Please tell me you didn't get what he said.
Oh, he got you cash?
Yep.
Oh, never mind. That's not what he
said. I learned my lesson.
He, like, took the shoes back and gave you cash?
He said, everybody told me not to get you Ed Hardy tennis shoes, so here's cash.
Here's cash money, baby. You go buy whatever kind of tennis shoe you can. With that.
Kelly, I'm not very good at this, but the thought is there, okay?
I completely appreciate it already.
It's not a tribute song. It's more of an excuse and accusation and an explanation song. Okay?
Okay.
That's the intro.
All right. I'm feeling it so far.
Back in March, I'm racking my brain. Started thinking about it way in advance. What to get Kelly for her birthday? Couldn't be Ed Hardy shoes or a lame dance class.
Thought about that way back then, huh? All right.
A few days later, I'm on Amazon looking at stuff that's cool. I found something there I just had to have, and I thought, I should get Kelly one, too.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Oh, this would be a celebration. That present would make her year. But all I've got now is an accusation as to why that gift ain't here.
Oh, okay.
I should probably do a chord change now, but I don't have one ready.
Okay, that's fine.
And I don't know how.
My temporary housekeeper stole my second Kindle. That thing you read books on. I got one for Kelly.
Really?
My temporary housekeeper stole my Kindle and a bunch of my money.
Are you serious?
That's an accusation I can't really prove.
Oh. Well, thank
you. But I think that's what happened.
I just lost it.
She only filled it in for a couple of weeks.
I never bought it.
Took everything that wasn't nailed to the floor. Thanks for that recommendation. On the second housekeeper.
Well, thank you.
Shout
I'm
out
so
if
she's excited
listening.
Yeah. That I'll never get
I to tore
read
my
it,
place apart.
Thank
look,
you.
Kelly, you know, I'll get. I'll,
I know you're good for it. I appreciate it. That's so exciting.
I tore my house apart looking for it.
That's so exciting because every year my New Year's resolution is to read more. Every year
I talked to friends about it. I'm like, would she like this? Because there's that book you were talking about called The Shack, and
I thought
I'll buy it and I'll put it on the Kindle, and so I'll pre-buy the books. It's easy to use.
Yeah.
You would love, like, really old people love it. I'm not saying that's why you would love it, but really old
you
people love
it
because it's so easy to use. So
yeah.
I know you're not technical, but I think you'll love it. I just got to find it or buy another one right away.
Oh, if you've already bought one, don't buy another one. I feel terrible if
you buy
a second one.
She deserves it, the temporary housekeeper.
She deserves a Kindle?
She does, yeah.
How is she?
Bless her heart.
I'm sorry. Yeah. No, I feel bad if you buy another one now.
Now, that's an accusation. It's not like I saw her walking out the door with it.
Why don't you just wait and give me one for Christmas?
I saw some other stuff go away.
The thought counts. The thought counts.
No, you're getting one.
I feel bad. That's a lot of money.
I will look again today, and if I don't find it, I will buy you another
one. Remember, that's what I was going to buy for you, and they were sold out.
Wow, that's right. And I have one and love
it. It's like the gift of the Magi here.
Yeah, it is.
If you're a housekeeper, I mean, especially of a single person.
Yeah.
And there's not many people in and out of that house.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she assumes there are a lot of people in
there. Yeah, I mean, look at him.
Maybe she assumes that anybody can take it.
She knew she was only there for a couple of weeks. And
what she got to lose?
I need a really honest housekeeper because I'm not going to hide stuff. I'm not going to put stuff up. I'm not going to be there when you're cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have always had such good luck with that. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wow, where'd that go? And where'd that go? And where'd that go? Because I leave money in my pockets and stuff. And all of a sudden, and the housekeepers always put it in a jar. And all of a sudden there was no money showing up in the jar.
But sometimes they will, in cleaning up, and you got stuff laying around, they may put it somewhere, and you just don't know where it
could
is.
Could be. It's not a big place.
You should call her and ask her.
Huh?
Where's my Kindle?
Should I?
Yeah.
I've called mine when I can't find things because they do. That's the thing is I have to go around and stick stuff away because they'll put it wherever they think it's supposed to go. Though I've never had a problem with
and
mine.
And then check this
I
out.
Love mine.
And if it's there, if I find it today, I'm not going to apologize to her because I know for a fact that some stuff
is gone.
You should
I actually set her up to take something.
Yeah. Why do you feel like a hidden camera?
Well, yeah. I set her up to take something.
Or ask her, be like, do you know where you put my Kindle?
Yeah.
Because it costs like $5 to use that little GPS tracking thing on it, and I might have to use it, and I'm going to be mad if I can't find it.
That's 1,000 words more English than in her.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know. Okay. Yeah. My bad. Didn't know it was that kind of.
Take JC.
Yeah, take JC.
Translate.
Yeah. All you have to do is put like $20 in a pocket. And then come home before she leaves and say, hey, where's the 20? Was there $20 in that pocket? No, no, there was no money in that pocket. And do it on purpose, like right before you leave. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good clue, you know? So, yeah. Kelly, I hope it's there.
Well, if it's not,
if it's not, I'm ordering you one for sure.
I hate for you to spend twice.
I want you to know I spent twice. That actually makes me more valuable as a friend. You just gave her the money, Al?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know what, dog? I'm not doing well with the gift thing lately.
Paid for services rendered or something.
Well, what services did you render?
That's the way it feels.
But the card has a picture of Barack Obama on the cover. So
it does?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, I don't
Why
see
is that
Kelly Republican.
Al's been good today. It's so hot.
It just says happy birthday, all the best, Barack Obama. It looks like he sent me
a birthday card. Oh, you could
and
frame
it says,
that bad boy.
Thought this would really brighten up your desk. And then Al wrote, ha ha.
Oh, I love that ha-ha thing, because sometimes I don't know when to laugh.
It's been a great 14 years. It's been a great 14 years. Let's do 14 more. P.S. I decided not to get you the Ed Hardy tennis shoes. Hope you like my gift this year.
Oh.
$50.
You don't feel beat down by that, I hope, because you got good advice.
I did.
Kelly, would you have liked Ed Hardy tennis shoes?
No.
No. Okay.
There you go.
Would you like cash?
I do. I'm going to use it to buy what I flat out, in a roundabout way, I told Al what to get me.
What was it?
Can I put it towards the Kindle?
Oh, can I buy you the alien perfume then?
You don't have to.
Because when I asked you on Friday, you didn't give me anything. I almost did.
JC, this is the woman who, your first Christmas with the show, she brought you a suitcase and said, pack this and go back to San Diego.
I know.
JC, I didn't get you anything for your birthday this year.
That's fine. No, I don't care. No. I want to buy you something.
You got to buy
I'm
going
to buy you alien.
You have to. It's required.
It's done. Alien.
Now I got to go out and buy you something.
I'm going to buy you an alien. No, you don't buy me nothing. Let's go.